This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
You do not become your thoughts. Every single thought you ever have is generated by an emotion and feeling. It's how our brain works. We know that neuroscientifically, and that's another thing that psychologists, psychiatrists, people in this industry, they're trying to teach people to change your thoughts. Complete waste of time. You have to change the way you feel. And so think of it. Did you play sports growing up?
I did. I played golf.
Okay, me too. Yeah, I played golf professionally. So, okay, remember this.
So I was a caddy on the tour. I was a caddy on the tour for Lanny Watkins for 5 years.
I knew I recognized you.
Really?
Okay, now I was like, there's something about him. Yeah, okay. That makes sense. All right. Now I was.
When did you play? Hold on. When did you play? When did you play the tour?
Well, I didn't play on the tour, but I, you know, when Lanny was playing, I was watching. Oh, I was growing up watching all of that. So
yeah.
At any rate, well, think of it this way. Remember when you'd go to a tournament and you woke up and you're like, oh no, something doesn't feel right. Today is not going to go good. Oh my God, I'm going to shoot 82. Oh no, 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 no. And what'd you do? You threw thought at it. Come on, Michael, you can do this. Be positive. You're going to play great. And what'd you shoot? 82. The thoughts didn't change anything.
Yeah.
Now think of the reverse. You woke up and you went, oh, 65. I'm going to birdie the first three holes. Like you can't
touch. I'm shooting zero today. Yeah.
Exactly. Did you hear the difference? It's the way you felt. It's not the way you thought. You woke up with two different feelings. The only way you can turn an 82 into a 62 is you have to shift the way you feel. Because what you're feeling, that gut feeling, is driving the thought that I'm not going to play well. And conversely, the gut feeling is I'm going to play well. And that's the biggest one of the, well, there's several big gaps, but that's one of the biggest gaps in people trying to help others is they're trying to change their thoughts. Waste of time. You have to give them the process, and it's a simple process. What I teach people is whenever anything is going on in your life, ask yourself three simple questions. What am I feeling? Well, most 70% of the population is detached from what they're feeling. Well, I have a free feelings wheel you can download on my website. I tell people, like I check it every hour. I set an alarm on my phone. You don't have to be as hypervigilant as I was.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to do this.
Check it. What am I feeling? And most people will start at the beginning, angry, sad, scared, happy. They don't have what's called emotional specificity or granularity because there's detachment from their emotions. But the wheel goes out and gets more specific emotionally. And as you grow more, then I tell people, use a thesaurus, because there are millions of emotional words, but you can't fit them all on the wheel. But anyway, you start with it and you go, okay, I feel frustrated. Next question number two is, where in my body do I feel it? Because we store all emotional trauma in our body. I feel it in my stomach. I feel it in my, whatever it may be. If it's in multiple places, ask yourself, which one is the most, you know, is the heaviest, has the most feeling to it. Then ask yourself, what's my first memory of having this thought and feeling? Mm-hmm. Most people will remember something in the last week or two, or maybe last couple of years. Write it down. Okay, well, I felt frustrated when I went to work last week and the boss said blah, 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 blah. Okay, write that down. Okay, what's your next memory before that? Well, that was when, you know, I got cut off by a driver. Okay, what's before that? Keep going back. Eventually, you're going to land at, oh my God, I was 4 years old. And I wanted my dad to throw the football to me, but he kept throwing it to my older brother. Yeah. And in that moment, I felt neglected, abandoned, invisible. Oh my, and there's the proof of the worst day cycle. And your feeling in this moment has nothing to do with this moment.
Yeah.
You're reliving your childhood trauma. And that's true for everybody because emotions are learned constructs. And so thoughts are useless. You have to become an expert in your worst day cycle and how you're reliving your unhealed childhood trauma. And that's how all of us work. That's why trauma, everyone's been through it, because whenever you have a good or negative reaction, all you're doing is reliving your childhood. Well, if you don't know that, you got no shot.
Yeah.
And the big book and all, lots of these things don't teach that.
Yeah. And, yeah,
and
you're right.
So, yeah, like the, I've been through the 12 steps, all of that great process, but there, that's my, that's why I got into this. There are gaps.
Right.
Nobody's teaching that, but this is what you need to do. And then you need, you know, I teach what I call the authentic self cycle, which reconnects you to your authenticity. That's the truth, responsibility, healing, and forgiveness. And so what I teach people is how to rework that emotion. And that becomes the new emotional chemical addiction that replaces the fear, shame, and denial response. And that's how you heal the trauma. It's a much more elaborate process, but that's a basic.
I love the solution that you say, because it makes sense. But the takeaway from that, the real that I can relate to, that has truly kept, got me free, was to look at it through God's perspective, not my perspective, and go, you know what? The grandfather who was sexually abusing me is my mom's dad. My mom, who's physically abusing me, and I was always told that I looked just like him, acted like him, my mannerisms were like him, my handwriting was like him. Oh. But in her defense, she didn't know what he was doing to me. Okay.
Yeah.
And, but I also, my mannerisms are very similar to my mom. So she was looking at herself and she was scared and doing everything she could so I wouldn't turn out to be like her and her dad. And then I looked at her going, well, I can't imagine the childhood she grew up in, you know, with him. Yeah. And then I even got research on my grandfather and understood his childhood growing up. So I made the decision to take responsibility and change the cycle, to change the cycle. And that's to work on me.
The thing is, we can want to be different than our parents, but unless you get into, you do the authentic self cycle recovery work of truth, responsibility, healing, and forgiveness.
Yeah, I love that.
Just thinking about it won't do it, because your emotions drive every action you ever take. Starts with a feeling, not a thought. So if you want to change how you're living your life, you have to change emotionally. And that's why I teach emotional authenticity, because everything starts from that. And so your mom couldn't change. Her thoughts were, I want to be different, but she'd never healed the emotions. So she's not even in touch or present to how her emotions are driving her behavior. And the other aspect to this is your grandfather. People don't molest children unless it's been done to them.
Right.
You're just reliving what's done. And that's the worst day cycle. Trauma, fear, shame, and denial. They're just stuck reliving their trauma against themselves. But now he's in control of it. Now he's shaming and belittling himself. It happened to him. So now he's going to induce that shame into somebody else to try and reconcile. But all it does is boomerang back and keep him stuck. But no one's taught him any of this stuff. So he's doing the best he can. And he's also responsible for choosing not to learn how to stop it. It's
That's
both.
Right.
It's not one or the other. They are both together. And that's the forgiveness piece. And so that's where I have to be responsible and go, yes, look, you can't be blamed for doing something you weren't even aware you were doing. You're just doing the best you can with the information you have at the time.
Right.
Now, for people listening to this for the first time and hearing what I'm saying, this is the first day in your life you have ever had a choice. You didn't even know emotions ran your life. You didn't know about the worst day cycle. You didn't know about any of this. So you're not to blame for anything before this. And from this day forward, you have an opportunity, if you choose to go learn. Now, if you choose not to, you're responsible for that choice. I don't know if I'd blame myself, but I would hold myself accountable that, like you said, several times, I've had the opportunity to look at childhood trauma. So you weren't ready, and that's fine. There's a, you know, I detail the process of change, and that's how it works for most people. And we are responsible for the outcomes that happened during that period. But it's not a, I personally wouldn't shame or belittle myself. That is also part of the change process, is we
Right.
will know what to do, or we know what we need to do, but we can't do it. And that's all based on childhood trauma too. And so
right.
all we're ever trying to do, I mean, look, we're human, we're limited, we're not perfect. And
right.
so even when we know what to do, we won't be able to do it.